Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. It's also our podcast where we go around the world to find out where you guys are listening. We talk to you guys at home to find out what you love, hate, and rate about us on the podcast. And we choose a top five of a certain topic that Ben is going to tell us later on. But for now, last week, Ben told us all to go on to ITV4 and watch Get Carter. What's it going to be this week, Ben?
I guessed the time right, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Hello. I should be doing the TV listings.
Yeah, you smashed it, to be fair.
Sunday, 7th of August, BBC Two. Big watch this. It's a massive watch, but it's a classic. 1965... 1:50 till 5 p.m.
What? So it's got to have adverts.
No, BBC Two, Dr. Zhivago.
What is the running time?
They've not got the news in between or something.
No.
What's the running time?
3:10.
So you've got to stay, if you want to watch it, people at home who watch extraterrestrial films, if you want to watch it, it starts at 1 o'clock. And ends at 5 a.m.
1:50.
Oh, I thought it was...
During the day, Sunday.
I thought it was Sunday the complete after- go shift you'd picked.
It's a big watch. It's one in the morning till yeah, 5 in the morning.
That's what I thought you were telling people.
Dr. Zhivago. No, Sunday afternoon. Omar Sharif, David Lean. Very, very famous film. Yeah. But there were others I could have picked, but I thought, do you know what, actually... I've seen it a few times. It's a banger, but it's a big film. They don't make them like that. But I mean, what are those superhero movies? They're 3 hours.
Yeah, Thor. Very true.
So it's not out of the question, and people just sit down and watch that.
When producer Henry put the clip on Instagram this week of Get Carter, I thought that was Judd from Kez with a shotgun.
It looks like him, doesn't it?
It does look like him. So last week, we launched our first ever top five on Extraterrestrial. We did the top five best sequels, and everyone at home agreed with me that Shrek 2 was robbed.
What's it for?
Everyone agreed, your mum.
Ben, Shrek 2 is a fucking banger.
Shrek 1's miles better.
No, it's not. No, it is not.
Times 10. Shrek 1's miles better, times 10.
Right, what's this week's top five?
Horrors, top five horrors.
Whew!
I've just gone top five horrors. This is all suggested by other people. Top five horrors. This is what I've picked.
I'll throw in The Conjuring.
Jack?
He loves The Shining.
As a kid, I do love The Shining, but as a kid growing up, it was it all day long. What is it, 1992, something like that, 91? Tim Curry.
Very good,
actually. It just fucking shits my pants, that film. Back of the sofa, I watched that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If I had to pick one from when I was a kid, it would be Alien.
Alien, yeah.
That made me absolutely crap when it came out of his chest. What else? Babadook? Would that be up there?
Babadook, good.
Very good.
Good film.
Coulson's on his phone looking them up.
He's looking them up, isn't
You're
he?
You're looking them up. As Jesus.
Exorcist, you got to say that's in there, aren't you?
I don't think Exorcist is. I think there's better.
You're looking at your phone, Coulson.
All
it's
I'm saying
top five
is,
for you, not top five on the internet.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll only have the one selection this week. Go on then.
Insidious, I like Insidious.
Well, we've picked five. We've had five.
Oh, have we? Yeah. What are the five?
You've got The Conjuring, Babadook, It, and what else did you say, Ben, from being a child?
Alien. But Jack's throwing some others in, isn't he? So then we can pick the five from that. It's not the first five you say.
It's not like... I have to say the first answer.
But that's how top five works.
You can't go back. It doesn't... You think about them and you make...
We make this shit up. What do you mean?
You make this shit up, yeah. That's how it works. It's not the rules of the road. It's not like it's traffic lights. That's how it works.
It's not film roulette.
If we're going to just keep naming horror films, we could be here for hours. I'd put Hereditary in there, I think.
Yeah, get it in. What I'm saying, Coss, is it's a conversation and then we break down the five, the top five.
All right, top five. Let's break them down then, because you've got eight there.
Okay, we'll break them down, Coss.
In at five.
Yeah.
Well, we're never going to agree, are we?
Go on, in at five, just say it. What's your five?
Look, I took the reins last week, didn't I?
Yeah, perfect. You take the reins.
We let someone take the reins each week.
Five. Where are you going with five?
You get a five. You get five.
Babadook.
Yeah. Four.
Exorcist.
Three.
Alien.
Two.
The Shining. Three. Conjuring. I think it's scary. I think that's...
Three. You mean one?
One.
You did a brilliant job on the top five there, Coulson. I went one, three.
B.
I think it's scary. I think that's a proper...
Okay, there you go.
Horror, yeah. Scary film.
It is a good scary film.
And it is only a horror. Like, it's nothing else. Whereas The Shining's got thriller aspects. It's got a bit of that. The Alien's got sci-fi, blah, blah. Whereas Conjuring is an out-and-out horror.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's good. So what's your five?
Well, I used the first five that we picked because I followed the rules.
So you've picked it. Well done. So go. Top one is Conjuring. Two is?
The Shining.
Three?
Alien.
Four?
The Exorcist. The Babadook.
Five. Babadook. There we go. Top five. Top five horrors. Brilliant.
Cad charts.
I forgot about that. Chad charts. I forgot. Chad charts. Starting off, Cape Verde.
I've been to Cape Verde.
Have you?
Yeah. That's off the coast of Africa, isn't it?
Yeah, Cape Verde, what do you reckon?
It's small.
It's windy.
Can be windy.
Does that make a difference to listeners, do you think?
Yeah.
Can be windy.
Signal interference.
It's windy.
I'm going to go six for Cape Verde.
Ooh. Cool.
I'm going to go 60.
Oof. 24.
Interest
24. Didn't see that coming. Thailand.
Popular touristy place, isn't it?
Very popular. Is it windy?
Is it windy? It's a big factor now, isn't it?
Affects
big
listeners.
Factor. 15.
Ooh.
117.
Wow.
7. Finishing up. Now, we've definitely not had this. The Cook Islands.
No, we haven't had that.
No, Cook Islands.
In between New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah. Is that where he died? Is that where he got murdered? Was that where they got him on the island?
Isn't it the first one he found? One. And it's Captain Cook himself.
Listening.
One. I'm going to go two. I'm going to say it's Cook and Roger, the cabin boy.
It's three. So there's someone else.
There's someone else.
It's three.
Well, let's find out if Captain Cook has written in and left us a review to find out who the other person that he's been listening with on the Cook Islands is. in Ben's Reviews, where we find out what you think of the podcast.
Here we go. Someone whose username is Grumpy Ollie. All he's got is Grumpy Ollie, mint, 5 stars. Bloody love this podcast. You all have me howling each and every episode. Oh, very good. For someone who's grumpy, that's yeah. very good.
Cheers, Ollie.
Miss Senger, love this pod, 5 stars. I absolutely love this podcast. I listen whilst on my 5K run. Ooh. And it's the perfect entertainment. Coulson is so lovable with his naivety. Benny's brilliant. And Jack is full of crazy trivia.
Crazy.
Crazy.
It is mental.
Bakery Boy 2912. I like that. Bakery Boy.
Bakery Boy.
This is brilliant. Just like Ben. Nice one. 5 stars. This is by the far the best podcast I've ever listened to. Gone big there, haven't you, Bakery Boy? I've only just come across this and now listened to all the eps. Well done. Ben is brilliant. Jack is funny. Ooh. And Coulson is funny with confusing his words. There we go. Brilliant. Now, last week, we asked for your stories about taking food into the cinema. Do you remember that?
Yes, yes.
And actually, some people have actually written in. I haven't read these yet. But Katie on Patreon, I remember going to the cinema. They checked my bag that I had all the sweets and snacks in.
So they do check bags?
Do they?
Well, Katie's been checked. Airport security on the way into the view.
Beep, beep. They took them off me. And forced me to buy the popcorn and sweets from the counter. I've never been to that cinema since.
Wow. You won't.
You wouldn't, would you? Tracy on Instagram. I was listening to today's podcast about strange snacks in the cinema. A few years ago, I was going to watch Avengers Infinity Wars. The family next to me had brought in a whole bag of Greg's treats, including hot pasties. It was very off-putting, but I don't know if it was more the shock of seeing someone devour a steak bake and a yum-yum each.
A yum-yum.
What's a yum-yum?
It's pastry with cream in it, is it? It's like an iced finger, isn't it?
No, yum-yum, it's not pastry. It's like a little... It's like a pudding. A dessert.
Yeah, it's like an iced finger. So, a donut. It's a donut, not pastry.
I think so.
Yeah, so they went in and they ate a steak bake and some yum-yums.
It's the smell that's off-putting in a cinema.
It's the noise and the flakes of pastry everywhere. Would you let someone eat, a pasty in your car?
No.
Yeah. It gets everywhere, doesn't it?
Does.
More than anything else. It's probably the worst. You can't have a sausage roll without getting it all over you.
Yeah, you can't. Pan au chocolat or something like that.
Oh, God, your French has got better.
Yeah. He kicked off last week in the hotel because he sent me up to the buffet counter for a pan au chocolat. And I was like, there isn't any. So I brought him a croissant back. And he was like, no, there is. They're him. And I was like, they're not. And he had to go up himself to prove that they were raisin things. And that
Was it a pan au raisin?
I don't know what it was. But yeah, it's full of raisins. He went, it's got raisins in, it's not got chocolate. No, I'm going to have a look.
I'm having them all, they're free.
Yeah.
There we go. Mint reviews, thank you.
Last week we had our first ever would you rather question, and it involved cabbages and carrots.
I've actually rethought that, and I think I'd go for carrot now.
No, weirdo.
Carrot on face?
Yeah.
If you don't know about the would you rather, basically, we asked you guys on Instagram and Patreon to send in your would you rathers, and we're going to finish every ET episode with a would you rather.
Here we go. It's an interesting one for me, this. I've had a giggle looking. They keep sending them in because I have to trawl through the ones that are just too rude. But this one is Michelle on Instagram. Would you... Oh, it's a dilemma, this. It's a dilemma. Would you rather always smell of BO, but you don't know it, or everyone else smells of BO and only you can smell it?
Ooh. Oh, that is a fucking...
It's hard, so I'll say it. I'll read it again, so you've got some time, okay?
Mm.
Thank you, Michelle. Would you rather always smell of BO, but you don't know it, or everyone else smells of BO... and only you can smell it.
It's a tough one for you, this, Jack, because...
you smell of beer.
Oh, fuck. You love smells.
You love beer.
But you also... as much as you love smells, you love smelling nice yourself.
Yeah, I like smelling nice.
This is a tough one for you, Jack. So are you smelling of BO? Are you going to smell of BO, and that's fine, but you smell of BO? Or do you smell BO on everyone else, but not on yourself?
You see, no one knows the pain that I'm going through. That's the worst of it.
I think you'd just be selfish.
I don't think I would. I'm not going to smell. I'm definitely not going to smell.
You might smell now, but
no, but I don't know. But everyone else knows I fucking stinks, and no one's going to come near me.
No, but that is like the case right now.
But the dilemma for me is, I can smell everyone, and everyone stinks, but they don't know. So I can't say to them, "You've no idea how bad you fucking stink." And they're like, "What are you on about? It's something up with your nose, because none of us stink." Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's why it's a very good would you rather. It's a dilemma. It's not easy. It's not carrot face and cabbage arse.
I'm going selfish. I'm going to smell, but I don't care. It doesn't affect. The only thing that affects you then is other people saying that you smell, but you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. And then is that all right?
Well, to you, yeah. You don't want to smell people all the time, do you?
It's that thing of, like, if someone farts in a room and the first waff hits you and it's bad, but then as you sort of live with it, you get used to it. So would your nostrils just...
As you live with it?
Would you know any different? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, well, it always smells like this. Would you get used to it? Would your nose climatise to the BO?
What's your decision, Jack?
Mm-hmm. Where are you going? Do you smell?
Everyone
or does everyone
stinks.
Else smell?
Everyone.
It's a tough one for you, then.
Do you know what, actually? It's not selfish, actually, Coles. It's selfish if you make everyone else smell and they don't know it. If you're taking the bullet for the team, it's that you stink and the rest of the planet doesn't.
I've taken the bullet for the human race.
Yeah.
And actually, it'd probably be quite a cool thing. It'd probably be like, people would probably quite like it that he's the only person on the planet that smells different to everybody else. So I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to make a career out of it. I'm going to be on the This Morning sofa, sat stinking. 5 metres away from Colin Phil.
Fucking stinking. Everyone needs a gas mask.
Yeah, I am the smelliest man in the world. Embrace it, why not?
So Coulson smells, Jack?
I can't do it. I can't smell. I cannot smell. I have to smell nice.
Yeah, I'm with Jack.
Wow.
Everyone else fucking stinks, but I'm the guy.
But no one knows.
But no one knows. That's the worst of it. They don't know they fucking stink.
Whereas I can embrace it, so I can be the front page of Vogue magazine as the smelliest man in the world, whereas you're just like everybody else.
Yeah, but you don't know you stink. You don't know you stink. You ain't embracing shit. You're not sat on fucking loose women couch. You're on This Morning couch. You don't know, mate. You don't know. You're just a bum.
Let me just refer back to Michelle again, what she said. Would you... Right, I'm going to read it one last time, for goodness sake. Right. Would you rather always smell of BO, but you don't know it? Or everyone else smells of BO, and only you can smell it? I think Michelle grammatically has really phrased that question well.
Yeah.
You don't know
it's fucked us. It's fucked us.
So you can't, there is no.
So you can't make a career of not of smelling.
Shit. No.
That's out the fucking window.
Yeah.
You've just got no mates.
And loads of open windows.
So that is true. Do you either have no mates or do you have smelly mates?
Yeah.
So you go smelly mates. Yeah, you go smelly mates.
So there we go. All three of us smelly mates.
Wow. If you want more groundbreaking content of Sofa Cinema Club, it's really easy to get, because you can head on over to www.patreon.com/Sofa Cinema Club. On there is loads of extra content, a bonus episode each month of Sofa Cinema Club, where we talk a lot more than films. We often talk would you rathers and top fives, all that kind of stuff. This month's episode is about summer blockbusters. If you're on Patreon, you also get access to our Instagram close friends, where you've just missed out on Jack's behind the scenes tour of Loose Women and everything it is to get ready to be on Loose Women. If not, we're back on Thursday where we're talking all things Crash. We will see you then. Good night.
Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.